Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. In Philadelphia, the entity in charge of enforcing most eviction orders on behalf of the courts is a private attorney's office. A WHYY investigation discovered the lawyer in charge there is married to a judge, and that judge presides over eviction cases. WHYY's Ryan Briggs reports some are now calling for the city to end the arrangement altogether.
Philadelphia's court system appoints a private attorney to kick out people who lose their eviction cases. But the current appointee, Marissa Shooter, is married to a judge who rules on eviction cases. And Shooter has collected more than $2 million in fees from landlords through her role. City Councilmember Helen Gim says the position, known as a landlord and tenant officer, should be abolished.
I don't believe that this landlord-tenant office should exist. I need to know more about it. I believe there needs to be a full investigation of it. I think that they have a lot of questions that have to be answered, and there are lots of concerns about the conflicts of interest.
Shooter did not respond to questions about the apparent conflict of interest, but said her goal is, quote, to do everything possible to maintain a peaceful, smooth, safe, and non-confrontational process. But tenants' rights advocates like attorney Phil Lord say the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office is already empowered to do evictions and with more public accountability.
There needs to be a more court-oriented process because it really is a traumatic experience.
Lord says he's concerned Shooter's office will preside over a coming wave of lockouts this fall. An eviction moratorium due to the COVID pandemic is set to expire in September. Ryan Briggs, WHYY News.